It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for tuning in. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you are good. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's coming to us live from New York City. Welcome to the show. Well, thank you for listening. Whichever one it is, hello. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can always listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. I don't know where you live, but thank you for listening. SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is oh so easy. So I'll be hanging out for two more hours. We did a lot already. Thank you so much to our guest earlier, Matt Sims, from the famous quarterback Sims family, for joining us. Now hosts a podcast with his dad, Phil Sims, the Sims Complete Podcast. We talked about Bo Nix, who's now the new starting quarterback for the Broncos. We talked about Drake May, might be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. We talked about Patrick Mahomes and his greatness. We talked about Caleb Williams. We took a look at Michael Penix Jr. and Bryce Young and the importance or lack of importance, ask him, about preseason football. He says it's important, especially for young guys. And then Aaron Rodgers, he's like, yeah, I don't need it. Aaron Rodgers doesn't need it, at least. And so we have more to do. It's Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a top six list. We've talked about the lack of support in the WNBA for their product. They had 19,000 people in Boston last night for the Connecticut Sun beating the Los Angeles Sparks, and it wasn't nationally televised. Dejanay Carrington is like, what are we doing here? Right before the break, just sitting here in the studio because I'm so sick and tired of Little League Baseball. I got the Yankees on in the background, and Aaron Judge hit another home run. What else is new? See, Hickey, did you see he hit a curveball? Why can't you just throw a curveball at him? No problem, right? So easy. Just throw a curveball at him, not the plate, at him.
Right where? In his square of his back?
Yeah, his back, his ass, his thigh. Yeah, why not?
Every pitch? I mean, every at-bat, you're just going to hit him? I mean, hate the strategy just because you can't pitch to him.
You can only do it in video games.
Or do you do it like first at-bat every game, send a message, and then from there, pitch normally? What would you do?
Just intentionally walk the guy. Let's just do it. And it's, you know what? I get the strategies is tough. Juan Soto is right in front of him. What's his on-base percentage? 40-plus, right?
Has to be. Yeah, it's up there. He's... doesn't strike out, hits homers, and also gets pitched to because everyone's afraid to Judge.
There is no one, there will be no one sadder if Soto decides to leave the Yankees next year, or at the end of this year, than Judge. Nobody. I don't know who you replace to put in front of him, but he may never play with another guy as good as him in the rest of his career, ever. He's going to miss him, man.
Which is crazy to say that if he does leave, being a member of the Yankees, which we assume he will be for his entire career, that they would never find someone better. I know Soto is great, but that's still shocking for a guy on the Yankees to not have anyone else like him.
I mean, come on. What's going on with that guy Dominguez, the Martian? Where's he at? Is he even playing? He's got to be recovering somewhere.
His UFO, I guess, is not working properly to have him take off into the next stratosphere.
Yeah, when you think about the Yankees and their strategy of just buying every star possible, they don't got none right now. Like, they bought a star in Stanton, and he stinks. DJ LeMahieu used to be a star. He's no good. They haven't been able to develop any of their young guys outside of Judge. Yankees, I mean, they got 70-plus wins like everybody else, but they don't have the stars that they used to have. So if Soto leaves, it'll be Judge and Judge only. He's going to be – Hickey, I saw a clip going viral earlier today from Kobe Bryant when Jeremy Lin was on the team. And it was just like, remember when Kobe was on that team with all them bum guys?
Yes.
He hated their guts.
End of his career.
Yep. And he just hated all of them. Hated them. Hated those
That's
guys.
Why he took 60 shots in his last game?
Oh, he knew. Go out swinging, man. Go out swinging. Wow. Yeah, that might be judged real soon. Rolling up to Brian Cashman going, man, who the hell are these bums you got me out on the field with, man? What are we doing here? So, hey, he got his money, so I guess he just has to grin and bear it. Then Hal Steinbrenner did say that he'd build a competitive team, but whatever.
Yeah, he also said that they're going to cut down payroll, so.
Yeah, so you wanted to play for that. Yeah, if you want to play for the Yankees, now might be the time. The Dodgers are spending money, the Mets are spending money, and the New York Yankees are like, we'll spend money, but not anymore. So we'll work it out. Anyway, speaking of spending money, at least earning the money, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. It's been a real busy week when it comes down to quarterbacks, and we know we're moving towards the final NFL preseason games, and then we can get to the real games, and then I'll be happy. Kind of like Aaron Rodgers in that regard, this fake preseason football, no thank you to me. I'm going to give you a top six list today of NFL players who have the most to prove this season. They have the most to prove in 2024. And the ramifications are different for every individual player. Is it a matter of contract? Is it a matter of playing time? Is it a matter of career, legacy? If the guys I'm going to mention to you don't have solid seasons, what happens next varies. There even might be a couple of guys that their careers and the trajectory and their legacies might be altered if they can't get it together. You know what? I'm not going to waste any more time. I'm going to give you a top six list of NFL players with the most to prove in 2024.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to give you a top six list of the NFL players with the most to prove in 2024. Without wasting any time, let's start things off.
Number six.
We got to go to Cincinnati. No, it's not Joe Burrow. What the hell does he have to prove? National championship and the Super Bowl appearance. He just has to stay healthy. It's not him. He got paid 50 plus mil a year. There's another guy on the team, a wide receiver. He hasn't gotten paid. And I got to tell you, he doesn't have anything to worry about. His name is Ja'Marr Chase. And they're probably going to work out a contract extension. This guy has 2 years left on his deal. It's not him. You want to talk about a guy on the Bengals with a lot to prove? It's the other quote-unquote wide receiver. His name is T. Higgins. This man came into the draft. He was coming out of that COVID draft in 2022 out of Clemson. This guy's not getting a contract extension from the Bengals. They franchise tagged this man. And we all know this. The Bengals are cheap. If Joe Burrow has to get a deal and Ja'Marr Chase has to get a deal, you want to know who's going to get X'd out of the situation, even though he's 6'4", he's a giant dude? It's T. Higgins. And so why does T. Higgins have a lot to prove in 2024? Because he ain't going to get franchise tagged again by the Bengals. He has to figure out. He has to play a solid season and get that big wide receiver money. No, he's not getting the 35 mil. He's not going to get whatever the hell Chase is going to get, but the Bengals are not paying two wide receivers, I don't know, 25 to 30 plus million dollars. It's not happening at all. Last year, rib injury, hamstring injury. He had the worst season of his career. Could only play 12 games. More than 600 yards receiving, had 5 touchdowns. T. Higgins has to play if he wants to get paid, and not by the Bengals because they're cheap. T. Higgins has a lot to prove in 2024. I got him at number 6. And you know what? This man spoke in July and he said, listen, I ain't gonna fight with the money. I'm just gonna sign the franchise tag and go on with my life.
Just to get all the drama out of the way, honestly, man. I was just, a lot of talks going back and forth with me and my agent. Obviously, there wasn't no moves being made upstairs, so pretty much knew this what it was. And I was just like, I'm going to go ahead and just sign it and just kill all the noise and just get everybody off my back. So
how much of a weight was that whenever you went ahead and did that?
I mean, honestly, you know me. What people say on the outside, I really don't give. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So it's just good to not see my name on the headlines. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, good to get it done. Just so I can focus on myself.
Yeah, well, he got to focus on this season if he wants to get the money. The focus will be on him next season when he's likely on another team. T. Higgins, number 6 on the list, players with the most approved. What's next?
Number 5.
Oh, this guy got a lot to prove. If his season sucks this year, they're going to call him a bust. They're going to say he's too small. They're going to tell him to go back to Alabama. They're going to say C.J. Stroud is better than you. His name is Bryce Young. The 2-15 last year. Ouch. 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. Ouch. And yeah, we know the whole team sucked. But now he got some help, right? I guess. Deontay Johnson is there. They drafted Xavier Leggett, a Gamecock. We also got a new head coach. Dave Canales is there. And the expectation is that Dave Canales is going to help bring him out of the toilet bowl. That is the Carolina Panthers organization. The Carolina Panthers are hoping Dave Canales can bring them out the toilet bowl, but this team is going to suck forever if Bryce Young is a bust. Dave Canales was on Sirius XM NFL Radio, and he talked about Bryce Young, his growth, and what's been going on, what needs to happen here in training camp.
Consistency, number one. Something I'm learning about him, just the way that he works every day, the way he goes through his process, that's fantastic. It's an attribute of a lot of great players I've been around. So I love that part about him. The different types of throws, he can speed it up quick. He can kind of lay it out there when he needs to, take a little bit off. He can throw guys away. All of the different throws that are required for an NFL quarterback, he puts them on display in small pieces every day we're out there. The thing that I was pleasantly surprised with, what I love seeing, is just the way he's extended plays and kept his vision down the field, because that's where you can steal some explosive plays and things can come alive that way. So those are a couple of the things that I've loved just kind of seeing from him firsthand.
We have to see it in the regular season. The Panthers will still be the worst team in the NFC South, but they got to do better than 2 wins. Bryce Young has to give everybody hope that he's going to be able to advance to a third season. Otherwise, they're going to say he was just a small guy who was a bust. It'd be like the opposite of Jamarcus Russell, a fat bust. Anyway, the top 6 NFL players with the most approved in 2024. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Man, this team was actually good last year. They went 11-6. They went to the postseason. Their defense was amazing. They had the defensive player of the year. And they basically did a lot of this without the quarterback, who was guaranteed $230 million. You want to talk about somebody with the most to prove, a lot to prove? It's Deshaun Watson. Yeah, remember that in 2022? The Browns, so desperate because they are the Browns, decided to give this man $230 million guaranteed. Otherwise, he would have likely been right here throwing passes for the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, how history can always just alter everything. The problem is, when the Browns gave him the money, I will remind you, Deshaun Watson had a lot of legal issues with those masseuses. If that's how you say masseuses, if that's the plural. Hickey, is masseuses the plural of masseuse?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's not like fish and fish.
Fishy. Fish. Fishes?
No, fish.
Fish. Octopi. Fish. Octopi.
Yeah, there are certain, I don't think it's ox, but there are certain animals where the plural and the singular is the same.
No, octopi. There's no octopuses, it's octopi.
Right. I'm not saying octopus counts, but like fish. Fish is one. The general term fish. There's no fishes. It's just fish.
Typically, if someone says something about fishes, it's not good. Let's use it in a sentence. If you keep it up, I'm going to have you swimming with the fishes.
That is very true.
Nobody wants to hear that. Anyway, Deshaun Watson, if he doesn't figure things out this year, his career might be is swimming with the fishes. Not only do the Browns say here's money, despite his 24, 25, 26, 27, 28-ish cases of, alleged sexual perverted misconduct with massage therapists, they still gave him the money. And then the guy broke his shoulder last year. And so them going to the postseason, you could thank the defense and you could thank Joe Flacco. And so Deshaun Watson, listen, man, I noticed the Browns. You don't think the Haslams will tell him to take a boot if he sucks this year? And now he's also dealing with a little bit of an injury. He's just, his arm is sore. Just general soreness. That's what they said today. Last week, Deshaun Watson said he's trying to be perfect. You never will be perfect, but he's trying.
It's not that I'm frustrated or anything like that. You know, we all show emotion, but at the same time, like we said, we always want to strive for perfect and perfection. And sometimes, you know, we might, you know, show a little shrug or head nod or things like that, but don't mean that we're frustrated. You know, we just want to make sure we capitalize and, be successful on each play. And that's what you want as a team. You know, you don't want anything to go negative, go wrong, and no one cares about it.
Uh-huh. If there is anybody in the NFL that needs to strive for perfection, is him. I think we all know perfection is you can't attain it, but you can reach for it. He better try for it. Anyway, Deshaun Watson, number four on my list. NFL players with the most to prove. He's four. What's next?
Number three.
Oh, man. This guy was selected in the same draft as T. Higgins. He was a number two pick behind that Burrow guy. His name is Chase Young. Yeah, he's still in the NFL. This man won Defensive Rookie of the Year out in Washington. And then he tore his ACL and ripped his whole knee up. And then he was cooked the next season in recovery. And then last season, you was hoping it was a healthy year. Washington's like, we don't need him. We're not going to pay him. They traded him to San Francisco. Played 9 games in the Bay. Opposite Bosa. Didn't help. Didn't work. Only had 2.5 sacks in 9 games. Did have a sack in the Super Bowl. Good for him. Hit free agency. You wanted to know who wanted him? Not a lot of people. He had to settle for a 1-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. And then right after he signed the deal with the Saints, they said he's out with neck surgery. You can't make this up. He just played in his first preseason game. He spoke to the NOF Network, and he was basically asked about, you know, being motivated to have a big season. This guy was Defensive Rookie of the Year. He was the number two pick 4 years ago. And now he's just looking for work. He better work it out with the Saints. Listen to what he said.
I feel real good, man. Just turning practice in the game days with the guys. So, yeah, it feel good.
When you got out there, it seemed like you played with an extra little boost of speed out there. Kind of like, where was that point at?
I got a lot to prove to myself. Staying down every day, doing little things. And, we're going to see.
Man, these guys who chase down the quarterbacks, you can get yourself 30-plus mil. Come on. He had to settle for 13. That ain't too shabby. But for a guy who tore up his knee, was a number two pick, I think we all know Chase Young is capable of more if he's healthy. Otherwise, he'll be a situational bust the rest of his career. Like, hey, just go out there third down, rush the quarterback, and sit down again. You won't get that big money. Chase Young, number three, something to prove this year. What's the next number?
Number two.
This guy, if he don't work out this year, he's going to get cut. That's it. At least he got paid. It's Daniel Jones of the New York Giants. Dave Gettleman, the former general manager of the Giants, drafted him. People had to go, what are you doing? The man was basically on the line. What do we do? Do we extend him? Do we cut him now? What do we do with Daniel Jones? And then he helped take the team to the playoffs with Saquon Barkley. They gave this man a four-year, $160 million contract. And then last season, he ripped up his knee. Only played six games. A couple of seasons ago, he ripped up his neck, had surgery, didn't want to talk about it. I've seen this man get tackled by the turf. I've seen Saquon Barkley depart the New York Giants. I've seen the Giants have some crap wide receivers. Now they got Malik Nabers. And if he doesn't work out this year, he gone. That's not a guess. They talked about it on Hard Knocks. They were already looking for a new quarterback. Daniel Jones, he sat down with WFAN New York City and says, you know what? Hell yeah, I got a lot to prove.
Always proving yourself. I felt like that, you know, is kind of the nature of the NFL in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's been my experience. So, you know, my preparation and how I view the season or you know, certainly getting ready for it, working in the offseason, working at practice is, you know, always of the mindset that I'm trying to prove myself.
If Daniel Jones does not stay A, healthy, and B, have a great season, next year, 2025, he is going to backup city. And what team that is, we don't know, but he ain't starting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you the number one player who has the most to prove in 2024. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And we're not done. The top six list is still rolling on. I'm giving you a top six list of NFL players with the most to prove in 2024. Whose season is make or break? You going to miss out on some money? You going to lose your job? Are you altering your legacy? I'm going to share with you who I have at number one momentarily. At number six, I gave you T. Higgins. He's the other wide receiver that's not going to get a long-term contract extension from the Bengals. He needs to stay healthy and look good for his next team. At number five, I gave you Bryce Young. He sucked last year. What can I say? And the whole team sucked, so maybe they'll be better this year. Otherwise, they're going to call him a bust and put him back on the school bus. At number four, I gave you Deshaun Watson. I think we know about his guaranteed money, his issue with the massages, and then he broke his shoulder last year. Let me tell you again, a $230 million guaranteed, you better turn things around. We need the Houston version of you with no massages. At number three, I gave you Chase Young. He has a lot to prove. This man is on another team. The New Orleans Saints gave him a one-year deal, $13 million. And then he had neck surgery. He better show up on the other side of Cam Jordan. He better go out there and have, I don't know, 20 sacks. If he had 20 sacks, he'd be in a good spot. You better have double-digit sacks. Start there. And number two, I gave you Daniel Jones. He is on borrowed time. HBO basically had a whole show about how the Giants did not want his ass. Hickey, could you imagine having a show every week they say you suck, we don't want you?
Saquon thought he had it bad. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Daniel Jones had it a lot worse.
Yeah,
Saquon, the son even of Joe Shane. Get a quarterback.
The general manager's son is crapping on you on HBO. Like, what are we doing? Daniel Jones, he's like, listen, they give me $40 million a year. If they cut me next year, whatever, I'll back up. Yeah, so I got Daniel Jones at number two because this guy is on borrowed time. The Giants want a new quarterback, and they ain't going to be fooled. So what are they going to do, give him another extension if he plays well after this year? Or the next year after that? Come on, who are we fooling? Can't be that stupid. And speaking of quarterbacks, if I got Daniel Jones here at number two, I'll give you a little tease. The last guy on the list, he's a quarterback as well. Hey, what number are we up to?
Number one.
The number one NFL player with the most to prove in 2024, it is a quarterback. No, he's not in Dallas. Sorry. This guy is in Pittsburgh. And no, it's not the young quarterback from Pittsburgh. It's the one who's going to be 36 years old in November. The man in the NFL this year with the most to prove is Russell Wilson. Let me tell you something. Why Russell Wilson over anybody else? Russell Wilson doesn't have to worry about money. This guy is wealthy. Russell Wilson, right now at this stage of his career, is playing for legacy. He's playing for the Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson is trying to show everybody that he is one of the greatest quarterbacks to have ever played. Russell Wilson has been on a team that won a Super Bowl. And people will tell you the Legion of Boom did it. This is someone who's a nine-time Pro Bowler. This is someone who's led the league in passer rating. He's led the league in touchdowns thrown. He's done it all. The past couple of seasons have not been nice for Russell Wilson. Pete Carroll got sick of him trying to cook, holding on to the ball, running around. Pete Carroll basically gave him the boot. Russell Wilson will tell you he wanted to leave. They probably both hated each other at that point. Russell Wilson goes to Denver. They give him all this money. Sign him to a contract, $245 million, $165 guaranteed. The team sucks. Both he and Nathaniel Hackett. Sean Payton comes in. Sean Payton can't stand the guy. Tries to get him to alter his contract, or he doesn't play. Russell Wilson is cooked. There's two teams in 3 years that don't want the guy. And so now, the Steelers picked him up for pennies on the dollar because the Broncos are on the hook. He's battling it out with a young quarterback who was rejected by the Chicago Bears in Justin Fields. And so if things don't work out again for Russell Wilson, who, by the way, got sacked 3 times in the last preseason game. Mike Tomlin said the whole damn offense needs to get it together. If Russell Wilson can't get through the season, if he can't look good, and yeah, last year the numbers look great, right? 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions, not too shabby. He can't run like he used to. He's not as mobile as he used to be. He wants to run around with the ball. He's not as fast. He holds on to the ball too long. This man was on a Hall of Fame trajectory. And now if this doesn't work, we live in a what have you done for me lately world. All that Hall of Fame talk, you're going to have to quiet that down. Legacy is on the line for Russell Wilson. And in speaking to the media today, he's going to play the last preseason game just so I guess he can feel good about himself and look good in the most Russell Wilson-esque way possible. He said, you know what? I'm not panicking. I'm a professional.
You know, it's preseason, and I think that there's always highs. There's some things that we've done really well. There's some things that we need to be better at. That's the part of playing. It's part of the fun about the preseason. You learn things, and you translate that to the practice field as well. Like I mentioned to you guys, somebody asked me, you know, would we be concerned if, you know, are you concerned right now or anything else? And absolutely not. You know, absolutely not, because the reason being, as I told you guys, is because of the level of practices we've had against one of the best defenses every day and how we've shown up there. So I think the best thing that we can do is, you know, just slow our minds down, you know, play really clean football, and also to, you know, enjoy the process, man. This is, you know, sometimes you're going to be in a game. There's going to be a time in this season where it's going to be the first quarter and we didn't score. And are we going to panic and worry? Absolutely not. We're going to win the game in the fourth quarter, and that's just what it's going to be. And that's the mentality you got to have.
Wow. I'm inspired. Hickey, you know what I'm going to do? You know those little the desk calendars where you rip the piece of paper off every day, a new piece of paper, and the calendar's done at the end of the year?
Yes.
I'm going to get you one with Russell Wilson inspirational quotes.
Oh, there's definitely enough for 365 days for sure.
365 quotes. He's spoken at this stage of his career. He has spoken to the media at least 365 times, which means that there are 365 positive quotes, as you said. I'm going to get you that calendar for Christmas.
How many aren't cringy?
No, all 365 cringy.
Not even like one or two that's like somewhat like, okay, I can apply this. This is inspirational.
Nope.
Wow.
Every day you will wake up, you can put it on your nightstand. You can hang it on. Man, you can hang it on your wall if you want to walk out the door and just rip it off the wall and just walk down the street with it. Just positive affirmations to start your day by Russell Wilson. You'd be positive. You'd be the most positive person in the country on earth. We need it. Hickey, I'm not joking. I'm going to make it for you. Watch.
Good luck.
What? Good luck with me for what? What am I doing?
It's a lot of quotes to sift through.
I have AI do it.
That is what ChatGPT is for.
Yeah. Hey, find me 365 Russell Wilson inspirational quotes.
And while you're at it, put in a calendar format.
Yeah, and it will. It will. And then all I got to do is, I don't know, go to Kinko's or CVS or whatever and make them print it out, problem solve. And I'll make sure his face is kind of in the background of everyone for you, Hickey, okay?
Okay.
You got it. Inspirational.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Only the best. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a top six list of NFL players with the most to prove in 2024. I got Russell Wilson at number one on the list. Is there another player you think should be on the list? Probably. There's more than six guys. I'm going to tell you about one of the guys that I got left off, or that I left off. And I'm going to tell you about one guy in the NFL. Man, he don't got to worry about nothing. His life can't get any better every day. I'll tell you both guys on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list of NFL players, guys with the most to prove in 2024. I'm going to tell you the list in a second. The phone lines are open too, by the way, 855-212-4227. We just learned that Joey Votto retired, and I can't wait to share this with you. We'll do that next hour. Joey Votto had the greatest retirement announcement of all time. This man stood in a parking lot and said, "That's it, I'm retired." I love it. No fancy video, no sitting around on no dumbass athlete podcast, no highly produced video. The man lifted up his phone and said, "That's it, I'm retired." I love it. Hickey, I love the simplicity of it. I love it. It's the best retirement video speech thing ever.
It's also very Joey Votto, too, which is nice. I think sometimes, like you said, like athletes try to do too much or get out of their comfort zone. That retirement, as simple as it is and memorable, if you will, is kind of how Joey Votto is, right? I mean, he's a simple guy, but he's funny. He's personable. And I think it's a good way to go out.
He was always so affable and open to the fans, chatting it up with people on the on-deck circle. He's a cool dude. He'll be missed. I mean, he stunk the past 2 years. Just bad. Tried to get back into the majors with the Toronto Blue Jays. Never got a call up. But if you see Joey Votto, ask him for money. Never forget, 10-year, $225 million contract. Injuries. This is what happens when you get older. Guy like 40 years old right now. Thank you, Joey Votto, for not hiring some stupid agency and company to help orchestrate some fancy video. All the best in retirement. What does he do now? Count his money. And maybe live in Canada, in Cincinnati. I have no idea. At 855-212-4227, I did share with you the top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2024. At number six, I gave you T. Higgins. At number five, I gave you Bryce Young. At number four, I gave you Deshaun Watson. At number three, Chase Young. Number two, Daniel Jones. And the number one, I gave you Russell Wilson. I have Russell Wilson one because there's legacy on the line. That's why. Hall of Fame is on the line. Is he going to go out kicking and screaming, or is he going to go out on a high? It doesn't look like it right now. Russell Wilson will be 36 years old in November. If it doesn't work with him, with the Steelers, man, he also might have to enter into backup city. Wild stuff. This is make or break for his career, legacy-wise. 855-212-4227. I am going to tell you about one quarterback who I thought about having on the list. And I'm like, no, not really. And then there's another guy in the NFL. He ain't worried about nothing. His life is good. I'll tell you who that is. But let's talk to Kevin from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, JR? How are you tonight?
Very well.
Cool, man. Great segment. I think he may not be exactly a household name yet, but I think there's a high expectation for him, too, and he kind of probably fits in with the list. But I think the old former Michigan guy, David Ajabo, here in Baltimore, has a lot to prove. He only has 5 games under his belt.
Yeah, I mean, well, what did he tear his knee up? Was it before or after he left school?
I think it was maybe kind of both, kind of in a sense. Maybe okay. It was
in between,
right towards the end of college-ish.
Uh-huh.
And then I think he had 3 games in 2022 and 2 games last year, and it just didn't feel right. But from the reports, he's back healthy and looking like the, you know, the 90th overall pick. I mean, I know it's up there a little bit, but
we've
had great success on defense here in Baltimore.
Well, good luck to him. I wouldn't put him anywhere near this list. He sounds like he sounds like a reclamation project, but I hope he works out for you. Okay, Kevin?
Appreciate your time tonight, sir. Have a great evening.
No problem. Thank you, Kevin, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, I mean, I guess you got to make up for people moving around. I mean, you got Patrick Queen. He's now a member of the Steelers. So why not? Hickey, does he have something to prove or not? I don't know, right? Just that he can play in the NFL, I guess. That's a lot of people.
I was going to say, in order to be on this list, don't you have to have had some sort of accomplishment or, you know, positive career moment before?
Well, everybody on this list has, except for Bryce Young.
Right.
Well, number one pick.
Highly acclaimed coming out of college.
Yeah, Daniel Jones took a team to the playoffs, got a big old contract. So,
won a playoff game.
He did. Yeah. T. Higgins was in the Super Bowl. He was good.
Mm-hmm.
Not David Ojabo. Sorry about that. And, you know, the quarterback who I was thinking about having on this list was Dak Prescott. But I say he don't got nothing to prove. Dak Prescott can show up and throw another 30 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. He's getting paid. I mean, nothing is going to change his playoff record this season. Like, he's getting paid regardless. Win, lose, draw. If he's healthy enough to play and they don't have to put this man's leg in a cast, he's going to be fine. Is there a guy that stands out to you, Hickey, or what you think about Dak?
I'm with you. Like, I don't think Dak has much to prove at this point, just because I think we know who he is, right? He's a really high level regular season quarterback that can't get it done in the postseason. I don't, at this point, with how long he's been in the league for, I don't think there's really anything left for him to accomplish if I don't think he can. Like, I don't think anyone thinks he's elite or a Super Bowl quarterback. So I just don't think there's a ton to prove. And you're right, he's getting paid no matter where he is, Dallas, elsewhere. He's getting the bag.
This is the classic cliche of he. It is what it is with him.
That's true.
He is who he is. They are who they thought we were. It is what it is. It's not a damn thing to worry about.
I do have another quarterback for you, though. Curious your thoughts.
Please.
What about Kyler Murray? Paid. Number one pick.
Yeah.
And before the injury, it's been recently his negativity with his lack of study habits. We know his physical talent. Think he has something to prove this year? Or a lot to prove, I guess, is maybe the better way to phrase it.
I don't know. I mean, coming off of the injury, and I know he came back last year, but last year was a mulligan year. Like, you expect a bounce back. But I think so little is expected of him in general. Like, what are the expectations for him as a QB? Like, I don't think anybody looks at him and goes, hey, you know, they're going to build towards a contender. He's just, this sounds so bad. I feel like Kyler Murray is a glorified placeholder. Like, people make fun of him because of his size. But is there a world where you can close your eyes and imagine Kyler Murray hoisting the Vince Lombardi? I don't see it. There's so many facts. A lot of it has to deal with his size, you know, and maybe that's the same fate of Bryce Young. I see Kyler Murray putting up OK numbers. He's like, hey, here's 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns, 25 touchdowns. I ran for another, you know, 800 yards and scrambled. And then he's like a video game quarterback. He doesn't come across to me as someone who's consistently going to win. If he was big as Lamar Jackson, he'd be Lamar Jackson. But he's, I don't think you can consistently win at QB at that size. You can give us moments. You could be Doug Flutie, but I don't think you can do it that way, man.
Interesting. I don't think he's a Super Bowl quarterback. I'm with you. I think he can be with his talents. Like, I think he can be the Dak Prescott category of like a good regular season quarterback that can't get it done the postseason.
Yeah, I just
and
don't.
He's not even been that.
I don't. Yeah, I don't even. I don't see it even consistently enough to just go to the postseason every year.
That's
I think some.
Fair.
I think some years with the Cardinals, and a lot of it's the organization. I think he's going to be hit or miss. But he got something to prove, man. He's coming off that blown out leg, first year fully back. Go do something. He says nobody's talking about him. Go throw the ball to Marvin Harrison. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We'll talk about a guy who has nothing to prove. His life is good on the other side. More of your calls. Final hour of the show. We're here to have fun. The JR Sport Brief. Don't move.